This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hanson.
Good afternoon. Welcome to a Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hanson of FantasyPoints.com. The program, as per usual, is produced by Mr. Michael Cohen. And as normal, it is brought to you by Better Picks, the daily fantasy sports app where you turn your sports knowledge into cold, hard cash fast. Download Better. Visit better.app now. Sign up today and get a free $10, no deposit necessary. And as always, make sure you download the Prop Points podcast wherever you get your pods, Apple, Spotify, and all that good stuff. Well, speaking of good stuff, it was another good week in the National Football League for this year program. We'll review it all here at the top. We'll talk about some lessons learned coming out of week five. I try and narrow it down. Not some of the blatantly obvious ones, but you know, maybe some more nuanced, subtle lessons that we've learned from the week. We're still in, or at least I am, kind of information data overload mode here on a Monday. Mondays are actually a little challenging for yours truly. I you know, we have Fantasy Points data in the data suite. It's a little overwhelming on a Monday. It takes me like 3-4 days to go through everything, but we do have some data points. Speaking of data, for tonight's football game, wrapping up week number five, KC Chiefs at the Jacksonville Jaguars. We'll talk about all the prevalent data. Do have some pretty interesting stuff. And it's always interesting to chop it up with our guy, the Grinder, a.k.a. Tom Brawley of FantasyPoints.com. We'll see what he has cooking for tonight. Who knows? Maybe we even look forward because he's really good. He's Mr. Early Bird Gets the Worm. He's already in on all kinds of stuff for week six, and it's Monday at 1:02 Eastern time. And then we will wrap up the program, as always, with my favorite picks for tonight and a Monday night special. Now, I will say, I actually just added another prop, and I'm not trying to be cocky here. I am trying to pad the lead a little bit because things are going well, but hey, I went with 7 props on Thursday because I liked them and they did all hit. So I've got 5 this evening, along with a pretty darn interesting Monday night special. So stay tuned for that. But let's take a quick look at the week that was. We did go, and we did win the best bet again. So we're undefeated, baby, at 5-0 on the Friday best bet. That was Mr. Mason Taylor. Thank you very much. 29.5, a little bit of a sweat job there, but you know, I figured it would be a higher scoring game and they'd be playing from behind and throwing a lot. That is literally what happened. Mason Taylor, man, guy, I couldn't really like opine on him that much in terms of what he was doing in the NFL going into last week, because he had like 4 grabs for like 20 yards. But the last 2 weeks, man, he looks tremendous. Saquon Barkley, I arrogantly pushed this on the VSiN tailgate show yesterday morning. I'm like, come on, guys, I know this is gambling. And look, it was a little bit of a sweat job. He only had the 1 grab, but my point did hold. They can't run the ball. It's a bad matchup for A.J. Brown. They're going to have to get creative to utilize Saquon. I actually saw the route develop a second after the snap. I was watching it live. I was like, wheel route. And it was. And he hit on that. He got a grab or two after that. Man, did we get lucky. I'll admit it. I mean, maybe not that much in terms of luck, because I did like Malik Washington to catch 4 balls. And that's what he did. 0.0 yards. Luckily, we didn't go with the yardage one. So I'm going to quit the Malik Washington game right now. I think I'm going to quit while I'm ahead. Now, notice, by the way, the props at the top won. So even if it's a bad week, I think every week, maybe excluding week one, you know, we rank them, we prioritize them. So it's always nice to see the ones at the top getting the check mark. But I mean, we got jobbed on a check mark for Dan Dimes. I mean, I got to work this into my algorithm now. Oh, matchup, this, that. Okay, got it. Oh, wait, what if they destroy him and pull him? you know, in the fourth quarter, which is what happened. So that would have hit. I also lost a Pittman prop again, 2 weeks in a row by like 10 yards. This one yesterday, I mean, it's again, Lock City, if they actually tried to play NFL football for four quarters, but they didn't. They had to put, you're thrown in a towel in terms of trying when you put Anthony Richardson into your game, basically. Jordan Mason, that was also a little bit of a sweat job, but look at us winning unders over here. We are still 3 weeks away from Novunder, but we're looking forward to that because that's how, what destroyed all of our leads from September and October last year. Not this year, guys, because we're going under on a lot. Cam Scataboo, we just missed it actually by like 10 yards, nine. And I'm going to blame the Giants. It's like, you ding-dongs. You have a rookie quarterback making a second start. Let's go back and sling it, you know, like let's not fully commit to the run against a very beatable run defense. And you know what? I'm glad they lost, you know, because Scataboo came out early and he ran well. I know they adjusted and did a pretty good job. I also know he fumbled, but I was screaming before the fumble. It's like, dude, give this dude the ball. I mean, the offense should have really went through him. That was a winnable game. They lost. I'm glad they lost. When coaches do these type of things, I enjoy it when they suffer defeat. Sammy Laporta, just going right back to the well. I kept going back to it thinking we're going to get a big Laporta game. This was it. I can't believe it didn't take the touchdown, but thank you, Sammy Laporta. Tom Tremble, I will say this. That was dumb, I guess. Last week's wasn't dumb, although maybe not on this show, but I did play it last week and it won. There was a play. He only had like one grab for seven. The number was small here. We only needed 26 yards. There was a play where he was open and he only had two targets. So we won't be using him anymore, but probably would have had the prop on the play, but it was a terrible throw by Bryce Young. And we also emerged victorious on that Juwan Johnson prop. Hey, it was bet way down, by the way. We got in on that at 41.5. And it didn't really matter with Taysom Hill or Foster Moreau because it was a bad matchup. And here's the thing. We, you know, looking at data, Alvin Kamara is getting more in the passing game at Juwan Johnson's expense. So that's a little bit of a takeaway. Other takeaways, number one is Indy might be too good because John Taylor can't be stopped. Josh Downs is really good. So I really like Pittman and Warren. They were great. Should have been really great. But they do have almost too much here. They might be too good. I mean, I'm being tongue-in-cheek a little bit. But, you know, we're looking strong with Dan Dimes. Stephon Diggs, baby. And as credit to our guy, Michael Cohen, he told me in my ears 17 times last week that Stephon Diggs was going to go off and score. And he almost scored on multiple balls. I had mentioned it last week that 2 weeks ago I had like a spidey sense on Diggs, and it didn't happen that week. I was like, oh, okay, I guess I got that wrong. Well, just 2 weeks early, he owns this receiving core right now, a 42.8% target share, you know, and it's just in time too, because it looked like you could not trust a single receiver on the Patriots as Hunter Henry was second on the team. He actually played 22 more snaps than Diggs, yet he didn't really do much with a 14% target share. Debo taking over, baby. That is my number one role, punk, basically. Debo, of course, named after the character from the movie Friday. Just bawling. 43% target share this week, fourth highest by a wide receiver. I don't even know if we need Terry McLaurin. Ridley didn't do diddly. Finally, basically the week I gave up on him, he came roaring back. Season highs in targets, receiving yards, and fantasy points. So maybe we have a shot here because this game here was literally the exact reason why I was high on Ridley, because he's the guy, the alpha, the veteran. He commands the ball, all that good stuff. He was running pretty well in training camp. I don't know. It's weird because it looked like he needed an injury to get hurt because he was a little bit dinged up last week. Number five lesson, the Bucs don't stop here. And what I mean by that is Baker and the Bucs are not only great, and Baker is football at this point right now. They are so good that they're forcing other teams to take to the air. I actually did kind of expect a shootout with Sammy Darnold. So thank you, Baker, and thank you, Rashad White. As we said, he's the man now, dog. So with Bucky Irving likely missing another game or two or three, It's all Rashad. Just go with it. Not game script dependent. Bengals bailout fantasy managers. Because it was one of the worst first halves by Jake Browning, you know, you've ever seen. And I don't know if we can count on it, but it's better than nothing. We did get the bailout finally. Lesson seven, final judgment on Judkins, basically. He's good. He had, I think, 64 yards called back on penalties. Was amazing. Lesson eight, we're in big trouble in Baltimore. We must rush back Lamar. Rush him back. Eddie Cooper, rush. We need it. I mean, it's Justice Hill can't even do anything when they're getting blown out. That's not a good sign. The jetting continues for Gangrene. You had that Breece Hall fumble, but at least we did get some production. But they are teetering on the bridge. You know, they're right there in terms of just implosion, as are the Giants. So I think they made a mistake retaining the head coach. No offense, nothing personal, but these guys aren't any good. So when we return, though, with all that said, let's take a look at some data points for tonight's football game. But first, if you think you know sports, it's time to start getting paid for it. Better Picks is a daily fantasy app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. Download the Better app. You pick more or less than your favorite player stats. And if your pick hits, you win free $10 just for signing up. Still in effect. So check it out at better.app. That's B-E-T-R. Or download Better in the App Store or Google Play and pop in the promo code VSIN for a free $10 and a deposit bonus today. Monday Night Football this evening. We have your data points next on a Monday edition of Prop Points.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Monday edition of Prop Points continues right now here on VSIN. Good afternoon. I'm John Hansen. Football game tonight in Jacksonville as the Jaguars take on the KC Chiefs. I could actually go to the game. I only live about an hour and 15 minutes from Jacksonville, but I'll be watching Blake Snell contain the Philadelphia Phillies as well this afternoon. By the way, I'm not a baseball prop guy, but I am undefeated on VSIN. 1-0, barely, on a Dustin May strikeout prop from a spring spot. But I did notice Blake Snell to get the win at like plus 180. I do like that one. Hopefully I didn't just curse Blake Snell. But let's get in. Snell, yeah. But let's get into the data for tonight's football game. We always start at the quarterback position. Why wouldn't we? And Patty Mahomes, I do think, as our guy Brett Whitefield pointed out, the film study does reveal that his deep ball is actually not good. It's very inaccurate, but they're committed to trying, and he does have a cannon. First four touchdown passing game since week 7 of 2023. I think that having Xavier Worthy back had a lot to do with that. They can't run the ball, so they're first in pass rate over expectation. And the Jags are giving up the ninth most passing yards per game to quarterbacks. They actually do give up, or they do lead the NFL in picks. So I didn't do it, but worth noting that they lead the league in INTs per game, 2.3 a game. That's pretty impressive. Brock Purdy got him for 309 and a couple of tutties last week. Trevor Lawrence, boy, you know, end of the day, the problem with Brian Thomas Jr. is Trevor Lawrence. I think that's what it is. So we watched my guy Kendrick Bourne. Did he have any problems with Mac Jones on Thursday night? No, he did not. And that's who Brian Thomas Jr. was balling with down the stretch. Mac Jones. Mac Jones greater than T-Law. No offense to Trevor Lawrence. I think he seems like a great human being. But sorry, he's just not any good. Maybe he'll be good tonight. The Chiefs rank third in pressure rate, though. And he is definitely a pocket needy, clean pocket needy guy, basically. he is not playing very well, and he has by far the highest rate of clean pockets this year. That does not, those two comments don't marry very well. You know, he's got the cleanest pocket he's ever had, and he's still not playing well. And the Chiefs rank third in pressure rate right now. So that could be somewhat problematic. Now, I did have all these great notes that I lost. Long story, but I'm going to read off my computer on Xavier Worthy. The 55.5 number looks pretty good because he'll see a lot of Tyson Campbell. And per Fantasy Points data, I'm reading an article written by our Joe Dolan, only Kaiir Elam has allowed more receiving yards than Campbell, 279. Campbell has also surrendered 3 receiving tutties. Only Elam has allowed more fantasy points, PPR fantasy points, in his primary coverage than Tyson Campbell, who will be on Worthy quite a bit. So we're looking good there with X Worthy. There is no question about it. There was a time when Tyson Campbell was good, but now he's kind of a guy that we're going to be looking to target. Let me go and do some of these other Chiefs receivers because we do have one data point here on the two wideouts between Tyquan Thornton and Hollywood Brown. As I can, if I could find it here, as I lost my note, here it is. The Jags deploying cover 3 and cover 6 at a 54% clip. That's a Hollywood Brown shell or combination, 2.81 yards per route run against those coverages, whereas Tyquan Thornton, the Mr. Deep Threat, he's only at 1.44 yards per route run against those coverages. So, it could be a little bit more of a Hollywood game, or it could be a game where Xavier Worthy is the guy who makes the big play. So I'm not going to take the under because of my luck. Tyquan Thornton has one target and he hits it on that target. But FYI, looks like it could be a little bit more of a Hollywood Brown game. And Hollywood Brown did look solid last week. So no real problems there. For Kelsey, the Jags use cover 3 and cover 6 at that same clip. He's at a decent, it's barely decent, 1.4 yards per route run against the coverages, but they do give up the 12th most receiving yards, just under 50, two tight ends. Jake Tungus got him last week for 58 on only 5 targets and a tutty. So certainly hard to say that, this is a tough matchup. Let's take a look over on the other side of the ball because we also do have some worrisome data points and just vibes on Brian Thomas Jr. I'm not feeling really warm and fuzzy about it. The KC Chiefs have been quite stingy up against those perimeter type of corners. The way you want to get them is inside. So I do not think that this is going to be a really good day for Bryant Thomas. The Chiefs are allowing -9 schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to wide receivers. So in other words, if you are averaging 9 fantasy points per game as an outside receiver, well, now you're going to get 0 because you're in a 9-point hole just stepping onto the field against the Chiefs perimeter corners. And that would be a lot of it would be Mr. Trent McDuffie, who is balling. So again, you want to attack on the inside, not on the outside. And you can always make a big play, but the Trevor Lawrence, Brian Thomas Jr. mojo is just not good. It has not been going well at all. How about Brenton Strange? He is, it's like throwing to a couch if you're Trevor Lawrence, not clicking on the outside with Brian Thomas Jr., not exactly clicking with Travis Hunter. So that's why Brenton Strange is getting it done. They play, they use a lot of two high safeties, second most in the league. He averages a decent 1.4 yards per route run. They give up the sixth fewest receptions per game, sixth fewest receiving yards per game, but they still are they're a slot funnel, basically an inside funnel, because of what I just said about the outside. Mark Andrews grabbed seven passes for only 30. So I do think that Strange will get some volume in this game. Let's move on to the rushing props to see if there's anything going on. Well, I can say no, there's not. I don't think there's anything I can hang my hat on in the backfield when you have now three dudes in the mix. The Jags give up, it's a middling matchup, 16th most adjusted yards before contact, third fewest rushing yards per game, sixth most receiving yards per game, two running backs. But generally, I don't think much stands out for Pacheco and Kareem Hunt, because rookie Breshard Smith, who is a former wide receiver, is in the mix. They're working him in. They need some explosiveness in that backfield. Now, the best matchup in the running game is for Travis Etienne. Casey's been run on this year. They're giving up the third most adjusted yards before contact, 14th most rushing yards per game, 14th most receiving yards per game. Bashel Tootin has been a little dinged up here. Hey, Justice Hill, got him good. That's somewhat comparable player to Etienne, 3 for 76 in a tutty rushing and 5 grabs for 41 receiving. I'm not into the Mahomes rushing prop, by the way, but you know, the Trevor Lawrence rushing prop or data is pretty weird. He's not running at all this year. So spoiler alert, here it is. He's averaging just 8 rushing yards per game through 4 weeks. Last year, he averaged 18 rushing yards per game. Actually, no, in his career. So we're running tonight. That's it. We're running. He is going to get more than 8 rushing yards. I can tell you that right now. I'm in on the prop, not to spill the beans, but I am, because that just really stuck out to me and to my point, it's bet up now. I see. Cause I was in on it on Friday at 8.5. That's a darn good number. Tom Brawley is always darn good, and he'll join us on the other side. But first, as the season settles in, the NFL markets get sharper. Finding edges isn't easy. That's where VSiN Pro comes in. Right now, save 40% on the football season special with the promo code PROP. Get all the good stuff. Lock in 40% off right now with the promo code PROP at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Tom Brawley next here on Prop Points.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
A Monday edition of Prop Points barrels on here. Good afternoon. I'm John Hansen of FantasyPoints.com. And from the aforementioned website, we go to the Progressive Guest Line, as we always do on a game day. You got to bring out the heavy hitters and the VIPs, basically, on game day. Tom Brawley, senior writer, part owner, betting maven, fantasypoints.com, on the X at Tom Brawley. And, you know, way to outstage me, Tom, here. I'm 14-3 on the week on the show, and yet your winning percentage is higher. I'm sure you're doing very well this week. How are you?
Hey, we're both probably about 10 to 11 units up. I did finish 12-1. So you were 11 games over. You know, we probably about earned the same amount of money here this weekend. It was a really great weekend over at fantasypoints.com. I know our DFS, we had a lot of success with the DFS this week. Projections were on point. Obviously, your bets were hitting. My bets were hitting. So it's been a really strong start to the year so far. Up over 25 units on the player props, hitting at like a 71.6 clip right now. I hope this can sustain for the rest of the season. I know it probably is going to come back to earth a little bit, but really, really, really happy with the process so far. And hopefully we get another winner tonight. It's been pretty good when I've come on the show. on Thursdays and Friday, Thursdays and Mondays.
Well, last Thursday, I don't know what got into me, because we always talk about how you're really, really picky. And I'm like, oh, yeah, give me them all. Yeah, you know, I had seven. And as we know, we hit all of those. I have five tonight, too. Part of it is like striking while the iron is hot. You know, a good week when you're seeing the field, all that. By the way, again, 3-4 weeks from now, I am shifting gears for November. This is what's going to – I'm going to pop out probably 50-50. I'm going to go 50% unders and 50% overs, because if we pop out 10 overs in November, we're lucky to go 5-5. That's my opinion. But what is on your mind tonight? I know you have a Trevor Lawrence prop, so you can start there and talk about what you see with T-Law tonight in terms of the propage.
I'm starting the under party a little early here in early October. I've added some more unders. We're mostly over bettors over at Fantasy Points. I know the sharp bettors probably don't like that, but I have started to add more unders that I do see on the card. Yep. And I have one for tonight. Yep. I'm a little worried about what I've seen from Trevor Lawrence so far this season. He looks like, even though they've had success, they've won 3 games so far this season, but he's really looked rough. He's looking like the rookie season player. His yards per attempt down below 6 yards per attempt so far. We know the struggles of Brian Thomas Jr. I'm just looking at this matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs. They are starting to play much better defense. They got shredded a little bit early in the year, but the last 3 games, they've held quarterbacks to 160 or fewer passing yards. And that's kind of by design. They play a lot of too high safeties. They like to keep everything in front of them. They're trying to limit big plays. They're playing too high safeties at 68% of the time. And that's from our fantasy points data. So I think they're going to concede runs to Travis Etienne. They're fine with giving up some chunk runs, but they're going to try to limit the passing game. And Lawrence just has not played well at all. Kansas City is pressuring quarterbacks 46% of the time, which ranks third coming into this week. And Trevor Lawrence has he's had a lot of clean pockets to start the season, 82% of the time. Yes. So we'll see what holds tonight. We'll see if that Jacksonville offensive line, which we thought was pretty bad last year, we'll see if it continues to play at a high level. But this is a major step up. They got to face the San Francisco 49ers front 7 last week, and they really struggled to put pressure on Trevor Lawrence without Nick Bosa. I think we could see Kansas City's defensive line putting some pressure on, and Trevor Lawrence is not a very good quarterback whenever he's pressured. So I think he adds up that I'm looking at an under here. We haven't projected for it's moved up. We initially had him projected for about 208 yards. I think we're at like 219 now, but I'm leaning heavily towards the under here. Has been bet down a little bit to about 220.5, 219.5, depending on where you're looking. But I'm thinking he's going to have some struggles tonight, this matchup.
Any thoughts on the rushing prop? I mean, like, it's a little weird. He's averaging just 8 rushing yards per game through the first 4 weeks. And as you noted, 18.1 rushing yards per game in his first 4 seasons. KC, they do play more man than most. Could be playing from behind, should be playing from behind. I mean, I got to think he's taken off and running a little bit more in this one.
Yeah, I think it goes back to the point I was making about the clean pockets.
Exactly.
He hasn't had to run. He's been playing from the highest rate of clean pockets at 82%. So if Kansas City is able to muddy up the pocket a little bit, maybe we see Trevor Lawrence run a little bit more than we've seen so far this season. The rushing numbers have been down, but we're used to seeing him from previous years playing with a lot of pressure behind bad offensive lines, and he's kind of forced to run a little bit more. So maybe that happens tonight. Kansas City has been able to get after the quarterback at the third highest rate. So maybe they can apply some pressure and actually make Trevor Lawrence try to extend plays by bailing from the pocket and running a little bit more.
Now, you have, talking with Tom Brawley of FantasyPoints.com on the X Machine at Tom Brawley, you had last year, you came on here, and I didn't trust it. Should have just trailed you because you were all in on Xavier Worthy props last year. I know it was a lot of that was design targets, and you were taking the catch props, but I'm a little surprised that you're not into the Worthy one here. Yeah, I understand you're very conservative with it, but what do you think here? Did you at least kick the tires on over 55.5 for Worthy? Because as we know, it's a pretty darn good matchup, and he looked damn good last week.
Yeah, he has looked good. I am a little concerned about him being added to the injury report here. You know, experience a little, yeah. I think it was some swelling or from the flight. So that does concern me a little bit. But yeah, this is a pretty intriguing matchup here. They're giving up a lot of receiving yards per game to receivers aligned out wide. 136 overall for the season. So that's the fifth most. Yards per target, 15th most. So I just need to see a little bit, maybe a bigger body of work for him. I am concerned that if he is a little bit injured here, or, you know, whatever the scenario is, maybe we do see a little bit more of a rotation at receiver with Tyquan Thornton mixing in a little bit more, Hollywood Brown. So those are my concerns. Those shoulder injuries, they do concern me, and just takes one hit for it to aggravate, and maybe he leaves the game early. So that's why I stayed away from it. It was a 63% route share last week, which was pretty promising after a multi-week absence. So maybe that rises a little bit with if he is feeling better this week.
And finally, did you consider a Brian Thomas Jr. under?
Yeah, I'm always considering those. He hasn't looked well. He hasn't played well all season long here. We have his we're actually projecting him under his receiving yards. I figured I'm already on the Trevor Lawrence under, so I don't need to double dip on that one. But I do have my concerns. This is a tough matchup. They're giving up the fifth fewest receiving yards per game to receivers aligned out wide. They do play, as we were saying earlier, a lot of two high safeties that kind of limit those downfield passes. So they're going to make them matriculate the ball down the field a little bit. So, but we have seen some of the top receivers from other teams have some games. Zay Flowers, Malik Nabers struggled in this. AJ Brown did as well. So it's been a little bit of a mixed bag for outside receivers, but I'm leaning very much towards the under on Brian Thomas's receiving yards. But since I'm already on the Trevor Lawrence under passing yards, I'm not going to double dip on that one.
I did find an angle on an under, so I will be popping that out on the other side. But thanks for the info, Tom, as always, on the X Machine at Tom Brawley. We'll look to stay hot on Thursday afternoon. So until then, Tom, enjoy the rest of your week.
All right, thanks a lot. Yeah, let's stay hot here.
Absolutely. Sizzling. Tom Brawley, fantasypoints.com. My picks on the other side. But first, if you think you know sports, time to start getting paid for it. Better Picks, the daily fantasy sports app, where your sports knowledge turns into real hard cash. Sign up today. Get a free $10. No deposit necessary. $200 in bonuses. And Better still giving away $40 for every friend you refer. Go to better.app and go to the App Store and pop in that promo code VSIN for your free $10 in deposit bonus.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
Final segment here on a Monday. Thank you for tuning in. And let's get right to it without any further ado. There it is. A little gutsy here with that Worthy one. Again, we'll put that at the bottom of the list. Higher risk one. It's late ad. I love the action. I love the nightlife. I love the boogie. And I love the action. So I can't help myself but to try to help people find plays that work, basically. So we'll get to that in a moment, but start with the top. I know this is kind of like, how could you possibly be feeling something like this? But I'm feeling it. Like, my man's running for 10 yards. He's going to have to take off and run. Brian Thomas Jr. is going to be covered. The Chiefs third in pressure rate over expectation. Tough matchup on the outside. They're stingy. He's going to be looking outside. He's not going to see much, and he's going to take off and run. KC, obviously, they're probably going to win the game, playing from behind. I like it. He's only averaging 8 rushing yards per game through the first 4 weeks. Just as we discussed in the last segment, we're taking advantage of that. Because why isn't he not running? Well, one reason is clearly that they're protecting well. But I don't think they will protect well. And I do think it's a difficult coverage. So, you know, he doesn't know what he's looking at. And the pass rush is coming. Take off and run, baby. Watch him run for like 30 in this game. But all I care about is get to 10. It's been bet up a little bit more. I'm okay since I submitted it like an hour and a half ago. So probably on the right track with that one. But yeah, I'd probably be okay like 10, over 10 and a half, 11 and a half. I'm okay with that one. I don't like it as much as this. I was in on it Friday at 8.5, which that one I really love. But next up, I'm going to go with Brenton Strange. No one remembered his name this summer, but Brenton Strange is a thing for Trevor Lawrence. I like to use the analogy of it's like throwing to a couch. You know, he's a big body guy. He's all about running after the catch. Now, it's not the greatest schematic matchup. They do run the two high safeties. He's pretty good again. I mean, decent. 1.40 yards per route run. I've absolutely seen worse. They do give up the 6 fewest receptions per game and the 6 fewest yards. But again, we're only 4 games in the books here. It's a little bit of a small sample size that those numbers can be skewed by a potential good or bad game for a tight end. But generally speaking, they are an underneath funnel. That's what they were last year. So, you know, anybody who plays fantasy knows that you like to start tight ends against KC, and we're going to do it with 35.5. I mean, the guy is leading them in receiving, what, 3 of the 4 games thus far? So not a bad one here at 33.5. Here is the most fascinating one on the board for yours truly. It is Travis Hunter, 29.5 receiving yards. Adam Schefter and I, on this very show, we were sharing a brain on Hunter. I asked him about Travis Hunter about 2 days before the opener, and he's with me. Now, maybe we're a bunch of old heads, a couple old heads, but no, we're not, because we're with the times, and we're just not necessarily seeing it with Hunter, and it hasn't gone well. But if you notice, he has made a 20-yard catch in each of the last 2 games. So maybe we can get this on 2 grabs, quite frankly. KC uses the second highest rate of 2 high safeties. He's doing pretty well with that. Underneath stuff at 1.74 yards per route run. They also allow a ton of receptions to the slot. 27 already. So I think we might be busy tonight with Travis Hunter. He will also, when he's inside, often see Shamari Connor. That's the weakest link. Shamari Connor, you are the weakest link of the Chiefs secondary. And he has given up the second most fantasy points per route run on the board this week at 0.37. So, I mean, come on, dude. Travis Hunter, can we get to 30 yards? Oh, and by the way, as I was discussing with Michael Cohen, sometimes I use non-football things to get things right. I'll use anything if it works. And one little cheat code has always been Monday Night Football, bright lights, primetime players, big name players, big star players. Who did he play for in college? What was that guy's nickname? Prime Time. So I think Travis Hunter is highly motivated to bring it. It's in Jacksonville. They're going to want to show off their shiny little toy. And it hasn't gone well, by the way. And one way to change that narrative is to get him the ball tonight and have him make an impact. And all of a sudden, maybe the pendulum swings the other way that people start thinking Travis Hunter's good at receiver. So yeah, 29.5, let's do it. Now, again, I'm looking to see what I can do to get a win. And I really wanted to get in on something under on Brian Thomas Jr. You know, the number is like 55. I mean, he could easily make a big play. He made one big play this year. He's made one big play with Trevor Lawrence. Like, I think it was week three, maybe it was week two. It was a good play, but you're not doing that against KC. They are allowing -9 scheduled adjusted fantasy points to perimeter receivers, as I've been saying. They're an inside funnel. They're very difficult to throw on the outside. A lot of that is Watson, but mostly Trent McDuffie. They don't travel the corners, but Watson and McDuffie are erasing dudes on the outside, like Zay Flowers, and he did get 74 yards, but Malik Nabers got 2 grabs for 13 in this matchup, and A.J. Brown only got 5 for 27. So I'm not going to do the under, but I like the longest reception to be under 22.5 yards. Very, very tricky for yours truly, because I have this weird karma when I take unders, dudes make big plays typically, as Emeka Ibuka did. So watch him make finally a big play. But no, I'm going to go with it here. Again, this is lower on the list. This would be only my fourth favorite one. So if you want to play around with the only three or two, go up the list there. But yeah, BTJ under 22.5 for his longest reception. And this was a last minute decision. Maybe I'll regret it. But, you know, once I was really diving into the know, I was actually doing show prep. And I was like, oh, that's right. Tyson Campbell has not been good. He's been getting beat up. And only Kaiir Elam has allowed more fantasy receiving yards than Campbell, 279. He has also given up 3 receiving touchdowns. So I am going to go over 55.5 receiving yards for Xavier Worthy. The Jaguars allow the 5th most receiving yards per game and the 15th most yards per target to outside receivers. He ran 69% of the routes from the perimeter last week. So I like that as well. Let's move him around, yes, but let's get him on the outside where the Jacksonville Jaguars are very, very vulnerable. So there you go. Props 1 through 5 arranged in order of priority and appeal. Last thing we have on the docket tonight is a Monday night special. I'm also going to throw up a Travis Hunter anytime touchdown for a play. I'm not hitting on the tutties this year, but I liked the plus 295 nature of it. And as down as I was on Hunter, I did write in the VSiN betting guide that I actually did take an over on the tutties. And so far we're not doing well, but all we need is 5 to hit that. So I'll take a shot here. High risk play at plus 295. We do have the last item, which is the best bet. It is brought to you by GBank. GBank, built with sports bettors in mind. Right now, you can earn $50 cash back reward bonus once you're approved and your account is open with the GBank Visa Signature Card. Most credit cards treat sportsbook and gaming transactions as cash advances, even when it's your own money. GBank treats them as regular purchases. That means no cash advance fees, saving you up to 3-5% on every deposit. Plus, you'll earn 1% cash back on all eligible sportsbook and gaming transactions and 2% cash back on everything else you buy. Apply now at VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSIN.com/GBank. Money moves with Stormy Bonantoni and Jonathan Von Tobel coming away at the top of the hour, followed by Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard at 4 Eastern. Then stick around for VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Matt Eumanns at 7 Eastern. I hope Mitch is okay, because yesterday I think he may have almost swallowed his tongue when I said that Saquon Barkley's receiving prop was in fact a lock. It did hit, so I'll try to avoid that in the future. Nothing is a lock in life. I do know that. Final selection here is your Monday night special. Just recap all the Travis Hunter analysis. His mentor's name is Prime Time. Okay, the game's in prime time. The reigning Heisman Trophy winner. Let's go 60 yards or more at plus 437 with that great matchup inside. That is a wrap-a-roni. You are welcome, and we'll catch you manana for Pop Points.